From the WLRN Miami Herald newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. South Florida filmmaker Rochelle Salnav was a young girl when her parents first told her she was the great-great-great-great-granddaughter of Haiti's 13th president. It's one of many things she says makes her proud of her Haitian heritage, but she didn't always feel that way.
This was the worldwide image of Haiti. They called us boat people. The media constantly portrayed Haiti's poverty, and the CDC even listed Haiti as the origin of the HIV/AIDS epidemic. So as a kid, I didn't want anyone knowing I was Haitian. And I found I wasn't alone in my identity struggle.
In her mind, there were two Haitis, the one portrayed in the media and the life of privilege her parents left behind in the 1960s, or La Belle Vie, as her mother called it, the good life. That's the title of Salnav's film, which is screening throughout South Florida this week. Rochelle Salnav joins us in the studio now. Rochelle, you were born and raised in Harlem, in New York City. What did La Belle Vie mean to you growing up?
Well, my mom always talked about La Belle Vie. I mean, she used that phrase all the time, La Belle Vie. And La Belle Vie for me growing up meant that you had a certain privilege. My mom did an amazing job keeping these beautiful photographs of her parents and how they traveled the world in the mid-60s. My grandmother was able to put my mom into boarding school in France. But I used to tell my mom, hey, you know, we don't really have that bourgeoisie life here. We're drinking Kool-Aid. We're, you know, living in a small two-bedroom cooped up apartment in the city, and we don't really have those privileges that you have. So it was pretty interesting, really interesting dynamic in terms of identity. And again, at the core of this film really examines identity.
And in the film, you also examine class divisions and race relations in Haiti and here in the States. And at one point, your father says to you, African Americans were not our friends, and they don't like you either. So what did he mean by that?
Well, there was this really a divide when Haitians started to come here in the States and they moved into black areas, black American areas. Black Americans did not understand Haitians, especially these are black people who speak French, Creole. They didn't get it. And then on the flip side of that, my parents did not want me hanging out in Harlem and hanging out with black Americans.
And in another scene, you're in Haiti, and there's this somewhat passionate discussion between yourself and a small group of Haitians where they describe you as blanc, which is Creole for what?
White.
Toward the end of that exchange with that group of Haitians, you can hear them saying, it's not your color, it's your country.
You know, it's all about education, right? Because as soon as I had that dialogue with them, they were like, you're Haitian. You know, they immediately said, now we know you're Haitian. We understand where you're coming from. And so it's this like cultural understanding between the people in the diaspora and the people in Haiti. And that's really my goal with this film, to not only show it here in the States and give the diaspora and people from outside the country an idea of how we see each other, but also to go into Haiti and let them know, well, you might think we have La Belle Vie here in the States, but everything is relative.
We've been chatting with director Rochelle Salnav. Her film is called La Belle Vie, The Good Life, and it's screening at several South Florida venues starting today. Please visit WLRN.org for details. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Christine DiMattei.